Sixth Sunday, Year B, Ordinary Time. Reading 1, Leviticus 13, verse 1 through 2, 44 through 46. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "If someone has on his skin a scab or pustule or blotch, which appears to be the sore of leprosy, he shall be brought to Aaron the priest, or to one of the priests among his descendants. If the man is leprous and unclean, the priest shall declare him unclean by reason of the sore on his head. The one who bears the sore of leprosy shall keep his garments rent and his head bare, and shall muffle his beard. He shall cry out, 'Unclean, unclean.' As long as the sore is on him, he shall declare himself unclean, since he is in fact unclean. He shall dwell apart, making his abode outside the camp." Reading 2, First Book of Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 31 through 11. 1. Brothers and sisters, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. Avoid giving offense, whether to the Jews or Greeks or the Church of God. Just as I try to please everyone in every way, not seeking my own benefit, but that of the many, that they may be saved. Be imitators of me as I am of Christ. Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 40 through 45. A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, I will do it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately. And he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be profit for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. Theme: the dangers of leprosy and sin. Leprosy is the most painful and dangerous in all human diseases. It takes away not only the beauty of the human body, but also damages one's dignity. The leper must endure physical pain because parts of his hands and feet gradually fall out until his death. He also faces psychological diseases. He feels alone because he must live separately from others. He is despised and considered as the cause of impurity by people. He lives in despair because there is no hope to be healed. Such a terrible disease, but it is still a less dangerous disease than sin. It damages not only the body, but also destroys the human soul. There are some sins, though it is regarded as venial, but its results are more terrible than leprosy. In the first book of Kings, there is a story about Gehazi's greed. He is the prophet Elijah's servant. When he witnessed that his master refused to be compensated by Naaman, the Syrian commander, he secretly took a horse and chased after Naaman. He asked for some of Naaman's tribute in the name of his master, and Naaman gave him even more than what he asked for. But his secret action couldn't be hidden from Elijah, his master, and he and his descendants must endure Naaman's leprosy from that day. Today's readings show us terrible results of these diseases and God's special concern for the patients. In the first reading, the author of Leviticus listed out what lepers must follow. In the second reading, St. Paul advised the Corinthian Christians to imitate him as he imitated Christ. They must do all necessary things so that all can be saved. In the gospel, a leper came and knelt down before Jesus and made a request. If you will, you can make me clean. Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. The leprosy left him and he was completely healed. Analysis, reading 1, the duties of lepers. Chapter 13 of Leviticus is a long chapter for leprosy. Today's passage mentioned only the two last verses of this chapter. The lepers had the following duties. 1. They must present themselves before a priest. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, when a man has on the skin of his body a swelling or an eruption or a spot, and it turns into a leprous disease on the skin of his body, then he shall be brought to Aaron, the priest, or to one of his sons, the priests. At that time, they didn't have doctors or specialists as we have now, and the lepers were classified as unclean to offer offerings to God. This is the reason why they must come to a priest to be examined, followed after, and certified if they are healed. 2. They must announce their sickness so that people can avoid them. Until the 20th century, leprosy was classified as a contaminated disease. Therefore, there must be a separation between them and the healthy. Moreover, the law considered lepers who were sick not only in body but also impure in mind. They could not enter the temple, and whoever touched them were unclean and were rendered unworthy to offer offerings. This is the reason why they must wear torn clothes and let the hair of his head hang down, and he shall cover his upper lip and cry, unclean, unclean. We would imagine how painful suffering of those who must follow these rules. 3. They must live separately with others. He shall remain unclean as long as he has the disease. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone in a habitation outside the camp. At that time, they didn't have special hospitals as we have now, so lepers must live outside of human camps. They couldn't enter the camp as long as they had the disease. Reading 2. Do all to the glory of God. St. Paul's short passage centered on 3 main points. 1. To glorify God. St. Paul advised the Corinthian Christians, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. To glorify God means to make people to recognize God's goodness so they might believe in him. Why do we have to glorify God? First, through the sacrament of baptism, we have officially become God's children. As God's children, we have a duty to glorify him. We must behave in a way so that people recognize our Father in heaven is the good and loving Father, and they might also believe in him. Next, we are the members of the church, Christ's spouse. In the dogmatic constitution, Lumen Gentium, of the Second Vatican II Council, stated, the church is the sacrament of salvation, and the duty of all her members is to do everything that is necessary for all people to inherit salvation. 2. To set good and to avoid examples. St. Paul advised, give no offense to Jews or to Greeks or to the Church of God, just as I try to please all men in everything I do, not seeking my own advantage, but that of many, that they may be saved. One way to set a good example for people is to live a perfect life as Jesus advised his disciples. You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And let your light so shine before them, before men, so that you may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. 3. To imitate good examples of holy men and women. St. Paul confidently advised his faithful, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ." We have a perfect exemplar in Christ. All holy men and women tried to imitate him. We don't need other examples. We only need to do things which Christ did and taught us to do the same. For example, to learn how to love. Jesus taught us, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." However, what St. Paul's advice isn't useless. Since we are usually impressed by others' life because they are also human like us. Gospel, I will be clean. The leper respected God's will. Living in such painful suffering, the leper still obeyed God's will when he made his request to Jesus. If you will, you can make me clean. He knew God created everything because he wants them as such. The leper didn't have any doubt in God's power. He knew if God wants, he shall make him clean. God perfectly knows what is good for a man because he created him and isn't conditioned by time. A man doesn't know what is good for himself because he is limited in knowledge and conditioned by time. Therefore, human beings need to pray according to God's will, not his own will. Jesus' compassion. Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I will, be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him and he was made clean. According to Leviticus, to touch a leper is to become unclean. When one is unclean, he can't go to the temple and offer a sacrifice. Jesus wasn't afraid to touch the leper because he had compassion on him. The prophet Isaiah foretold the Messiah's sufferings because of his love for people as follows. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that made us whole, and with his stripes we are healed. Leper in body can be compared with sin in soul. A comparison between two diseases shall show their dangers. Similarity. Both are quickly spread out and cause damage. Both are incurable diseases and dangerous for human life. Both must live separately from healthy people. A leper must live outside the human camp, and a convict must be confined in prison. Difference. Leper in body is less dangerous than sin in human soul. People can easily recognize leprosy, but not their sins. Leprosy causes damage only to the body, but sin can destroy one's soul and body and others, for example, murder, adultery. The sin of pride, which the sinner has a high regard for himself but despises others, can be considered not very serious at first, but it can cause many serious damages. We can list some of them as follows. A. It makes one to separate oneself from God. God loves one who is humble and has compassion for the lowly. The arrogant separates himself from God. If he thinks he is already perfect, he shall not seek God's help. The story of Naaman, a Syrian commander, humbly listened to his servants and went down to the Jordan River and emerged in it 7 times. He was completely healed. This must be a wise lesson for the arrogant. If Naaman didn't listen to a Hebrew maidservant to meet the prophet Elisha, and did what he was told, he shall not be healed. It makes one to separate himself from others. The arrogant shall not be humble to learn from others and be irritated with those who aren't wise as himself. He forgets that God gives him the wisdom to help, not to despise people. Moreover, there are still many who are wiser than him, and many new things need to be acquired. C. It makes one feel lonely because people avoid him. This lonely feeling can make him sad, losing his appetite and sleep, and becoming irritated with all. What the leper must do after he was healed. As the law demands, the leper must present himself before a priest to be examined and to be declared healthy. Jesus also demands a sinner to come before the priest to confess his sins and to be forgiven. The one who is healed must offer a sacrifice according to the law. The one who is forgiven must also do penance and to compensate for his sins, especially the sins of justice. Application in life. Through the disease of leprosy, we recognize the dangers of sin. If we are afraid to be a leper, we must be afraid of sin more. God loves us so much that he gave his only son. The son takes all of our sickness and sins on himself in order for us to be healthy and clean. To imitate Christ who died for us, we must also sacrifice for each other, so that all might reach salvation, which Christ has won for us.